Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ, a podcast about everyday life from the spiritual, the physical, and the metaphysical perspective. Each week, I'll bring you episodes that have a casual, laid-back, informal, and spontaneous look at this thing we call life. I'm Sunny Dawn Johnston. Now let's get started. Hey, 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 my friends. Welcome to Off the Cuff with SDJ. That's me. Come on in. Say hello. We have an interview today. I'm so excited to be sharing with you Brandi Streeter in just a few minutes, but we're going to give you a couple minutes to get on and get settled. Say hello. Let us know where in the world you're joining us from so we can tune in and connect. And then we will get started. Because as you know, if you are new to Off the Cuff, then you may not know this. But if you have been here a few times, then you know that I like to get into the energy of the community and say hey and tap in and connect. So as you jump on, make sure you say hey. I don't know that you're there if you don't say hello. All right, friends? So come on in. Let's see who we got. Hey, Joy and Deborah. Hi, Cindy and Kim. Hey, Wendy and Thomas. Good to see you, my friend. Hi, Helen and Jill and Deborah and Linda and Amanda and Lisa. Hello, hello. Hey, Lee and Linda and another Deborah. Good to see all you guys. Boy, I got a lot of Deborahs. Holy cow. Hello, Yanina. Great to see you, friends. All right, my friends. So I have a beautiful guest with me today. I'm really excited to introduce her to you. Many of you already know Brandi, but some of you don't. And she's got an interesting, very spirit-based story to tell you all about her experience. So let me bring Brandi on. Hey, girl.
Hey, friends. Hey, Sunny.
How are you, darling?
Well, I'm doing great. I'm so excited to be here.
Awesome. All right. I like that. Excitement. That's a great, great answer. Great, great answer. All right, Brandi. So I'm going to read your bio so everyone knows a little bit about who you are. Those that don't know you, a lot of people do because they're already saying, hey, Brandi. But for those of you that don't know Brandi, so Brandi Porter Streeter is proud to be a certified Reiki master, an intuitive guide, ordained minister, and mind-body-spirit practitioner. She is also the community ambassador to Elevate Your Life, MWA, Sunny Dawn Johnston's international membership community, which is dedicated to personal growth and empowerment, as well as the community manager of Hearts Helping Humanity Facebook group and several Lyme advocacy support groups. So this is Brandi, my friends. All right, sister. So we're going to start. I want to start way back. We're going to go back a few years. Because I always, anytime that we kind of chat and start kind of talking about how this whole journey began for you, it always puts a smile on my face because I always remember when I met you. But before we met, you actually had a major life experience through your mom's transition. So why don't you just share a little bit about what that journey was like for you, and then we'll kind of move through to get to the place where you are today, which is completely different than where you thought you'd be, right?
Yes, thankfully, yes. On the other side of it, so I'm grateful to be here. You know, I would say back, what, maybe 5-6 years ago, I was living in a world where the idea of spirituality was completely foreign to me. Even though I went to Catholic high school and college, I never really resonated with a higher power or God, and so I actually really pushed against that. And
didn't you consider yourself atheist?
I did.
I think there's nothing wrong with that, but I think that shows you kind of the extreme of where you were.
Yes, I believe when I met you, I said, "Hi, I'm Brandi. I'm an atheist."
You sure did.
Let's just be clear about this. I don't believe in any
of this shit that you're telling me, but I'm going to go ahead and listen.
Right. So my mother had an illness and transitioned fairly young at 64, and she just lived a mile away from me, and we were very close. And so I was very involved in that process. of hospice and the transition. And because of that experience, I was finally able to be open just a little bit to what might be out there after death. I was still really in denial, but I longed for connection and to understand what I had witnessed. And so a friend actually guided me to you. And then I got a bunch of spirit nudges to read your books and ultimately connect with you. And so for a couple months, I really, I would say, dived into all the spiritual teachings I could. I had some personal retreats with you and just felt like a sponge and couldn't get enough information, which really allowed me the opportunity for the door to open just a crack to the other side.
Now, had you had while your mom was sick and then after she had transitioned because of your belief system before, had you had experiences that when you look back, you go, oh, wait, that was actually an experience? Or did you recognize some experiences, but they just didn't make sense to you when they were happening?
That's a great question, because I skipped right by that in the story.
Okay.
So yeah, a really interesting event happened. Maybe six or 8 weeks after my mom transitioned, my younger sister flew back into town, and it was our responsibility that weekend to clean out my mother's closet. And so my dad was away, and my sister and I took that task and really took our time going through the closet and sharing and connecting. And if I could share just a little piece of what my mom's personality was like, her closet, I've never seen anything like it. It was color coordinated. All of the shirts were in specific order, literally by hues of colors. It was like a rainbow. And not only that, if she liked one shirt, she bought it in every color. And she would only buy shirts with collars. So the reason I share that, it's important to the story. There was never any kind of t-shirts or sweatshirts. They were polos, or I think she called them oxfords or blouses. You know, they were formal, and they were all ironed before they were put in the closet. And many times they had, you know, the scarves and accessories wrapped around, like the whole outfit packaged
right
together.
Right there.
Which is so unlike me, if you know me. I'm like, is there a tie-dye or leggings? So her closet was immaculate and just perfectly organized. And, as we were going through the clothes, I think it was in a pink section, out of the middle of nowhere, there was this white t-shirt, and it wasn't like a polo t-shirt like you would expect. It was like a t-shirt that you would get at a state fair. Like, it kind of screen printed, and maybe that was a good description. And when I looked at it, I turned it around and looked at it, and screen printed on the front was former President Bush, and he was going like this, and it said, "Do you miss me yet?" And I just got chills.
Woo! Got the goosebumps.
And I was like, what the hell? Where is this fair t-shirt coming from my mom? So my sister and I, we were like, what is this? It totally didn't make sense. And so that kind of was like, oh, the hair on my neck went up, right? And so then we finished the closet throughout the day. And at the end of the weekend, I had to take my sister to the airport. She flew out, and I just had to finish boxing up the stuff for donations. And I wanted to wipe down the shelves and stuff. So I went back to collect the donations and to clean. And we had pretty much emptied everything. And when I got there on one of the shelves, gosh, I'm getting emotional. One of the shelves was a ring that she had lost a couple of years earlier and couldn't find, choked up. And so this ring was just sitting on the shelf waiting for me. And
on the shelf that you'd already been in and put all the stuff around, and it was just sitting there now right in front of your eyes.
Yeah. And I called my sister and I was like, what? Did something like what? So there was a couple of those experiences, but I really, they come often now, but mm-hmm. those first ones have a place in my heart because it was hope. It gave me a piece of hope. Mm-hmm. And so those experiences happened a couple months before I started having really debilitating symptoms. Mm-hmm. And so at this time, while we were cleaning out the closet, I had had a fractured foot for about 18 months and was in a cast. And one would think that I would learn my lesson from that, but I didn't.
Some of us are slower learners than others. I've been there myself.
So the immobility part did not get my attention, was not loud enough for me. And so I then manifested a hearing loss in one ear. And that was a setback, but again, I could get a hearing aid, right? So 8 months down the road, now I have a hearing aid. That's not, I'm not really paying attention to that yet either. Mm-hmm. But
basically what's happening is you're starting to have experiences in your body that are telling you something, but you don't recognize necessarily yet what it's trying to tell you, and putting a Band-Aid over them instead of digging into what's really happening.
Yes. Okay. So yes, there were a couple bouts of pneumonia. There was just all kinds of unrelated health symptoms. Mm-hmm. What finally got my attention ultimately was my eyes, which isn't there so much irony in that? I was just not. My eye symptoms were debilitating, mm-hmm. Life-changing. The severe eye pain I was experiencing and the discharge and specifically light sensitivity was so, like, I had to wear, the house had to be black. I had to wear sunglasses. I couldn't leave the house. I wasn't, able to drive. So seriously, I couldn't ignore it. It was, the quality of my life was completely changed. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, So at that point, I really started looking out for doctors for help. I think I had lost like 40 pounds, and I'm a bigger girl, and losing weight has never been something that just came to me. And so that was another indicator that I was not in alignment. Mm-hmm. And so
in your body at that time, Brandy, without the awareness that you have now, seeing that there was indicators to a point that you went to the doctor, what were you thinking? What were you in the place that you were then, not seeing it from a bigger perspective now, but at that point, what did you think was going on?
I thought I was dying. Mm-hmm. I didn't know exactly what was causing it, mm-hmm. but my body was shutting down, mm-hmm. and it was going in layers.
Yeah.
And it was just one thing after another at a time. And at that time and in that place, my energy was so low, because now if you can imagine, so the mobility piece, you know, you really lose your independence. And so that affects you emotionally. Mm-hmm. And then you add the hearing piece. And what I learned when I lost my hearing is I learned how to disassociate, because I could not actively engage in what was happening around me. So I basically learned that. And then when you add the eye piece, and like, I can recall going to my son's soccer games, and I would wear sunglasses inside, and I sat there the whole time with my eyes closed. I could not open my eyes. And so you really withdraw.
Sure.
And you're just separate from the world around you. Mm-hmm. And so when you're in that place, hopelessness builds, yeah. Obviously depression. But at this point, I still had hope that the doctors could find something wrong with me, because I was raised on Dr. Spock and antibiotics, mm-hmm. and vaccines. And mm-hmm. My mother did what she thought was best at that time. Mm-hmm. But we had that little red and white Dr. Spock book with all the medical answers that I remember as a child reading through it and trying to figure out, you know, what was going on with things.
Right.
And so I had really put all of my power into the doctors, mm-hmm. to save me.
Right. Because you didn't know any better.
Mm-hmm. And so I spent about a year and a half in doctors, different specialists, and interestingly, I had lots of symptoms and lots of diagnoses, but never the root cause. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of options for surgeries or medications. I mean, there was there was lots of stuff that they could do.
Sure.
But it was never the piece, you know. It was dry eye, or it was hearing loss, or it wasn't the piece. And I knew that the whole time. Mm-hmm.
So you knew it consciously, like you knew this isn't the issue, but you didn't know what that represented or how to get to it.
Well, so a piece that I don't share often is that, you know, my mom came to me. My mom came to me right when I was in the middle of this. And these are, at that time, those were still really new experiences. So I wasn't completely trustful.
Right.
And neurologically, I was having symptoms. My brain was not functioning right. And I shared that with people. I mean, my cognitive abilities, it was very similar to somebody who I would imagine with dementia or Alzheimer's. My brain was not working properly. Right. And you know that, like I knew it.
But you didn't know how to discern if seeing your mom, because of the background that you had of seeing your mom, was part of the brain issue or if it was actually happening.
Well, I knew.
But you didn't.
My spirit knew.
Right.
My ego was not sure.
Right.
And so my mom came in and told me what was happening with my body right away. And in fact, I learned that was one of the reasons, that was her purpose. This was the way I could receive it. Mm-hmm. So there's that piece. So I always had that piece in the back of my head, but I was still looking out. Mm-hmm. And so I finally got a referral to what I thought was going to be my savior, and a highly acclaimed infectious disease doctor that I researched well. And you know, she looked like me, and she was wearing Birkenstocks, and she was kind of like a carefree. I was like, oh, she can help me. You know, she'll finally get me. And so I'm sharing that because this is how much I put outside of myself. And what she turned out to be is my greatest teacher. Mm-hmm. And I can say that now. At the time, I would say cruel and trauma are the words that come to mind with my experience over 6 months with this doctor. Mm-hmm. After all the tests and everything, she told my family and my friends and everybody, because I did bring supports with me, that I was not ill, that I was looking for attention from my husband, and that I needed mental help. Mm-hmm. And thankfully, I had the higher awareness. So silently, I knew she's wrong. Mm-hmm. But it dawned on me how many other people, and I thought about my mother,
yeah,
who didn't have experience with mental health, who weren't knowledgeable in you know, I mean, what I thought about was my mom. And if a doctor could treat me like this, an educated person, you know, with support, what are they doing to other people? Mm-hmm. And she gave me exactly what I needed to go in, because she took every piece of hope away. Mm-hmm. And so to now today, 2020, I thank her. I thank her. But at the time, it was my rock bottom.
Sure. And when you were in that rock bottom, Brandy, was it, did you feel that sense of just complete hopelessness? Like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this. And now everybody believes her. And what was it? Was it the anger that helped you to move out of it? Was it what helped you to move into a place of having that motivate you to then do something different? Like, nope, this is not true. I'm not going to go with this. And there's something else. What was that for you?
So I remember the feelings in my body were, I was at war. I was literally fighting for my life, mm-hmm. and my soul, mm-hmm. is what it felt like. And on the outside, it looked like I had given up, that I was lazy. And I was fighting so hard inside, mm-hmm. to stay. And for a while, I was like, okay, well, if prayers are working, I'm going to pray for death. Because that was the point. I finally got to the point where I understood how the brain changes and how one can actually think people would be better off without you. I didn't understand that before. I'd read about it and I understood that people had those experiences, but I had never felt that even, you know, when depressed. I understand that now and I have compassion for that feeling, because at a core level, you feel that your loved ones would be better without you. Sure. And that's a really, really scary place to be. And so when I didn't die,
because that prayer, damn it, did not get answered. You're like, shit, no.
Basically, yes. Uh-huh. So I tried it a few times.
Yeah.
And, I'm still here. And so when that didn't work, I finally just pleaded and connected with my higher self for the first time. Mm-hmm. So a God or a spirit was too far. It was too far of a distance for me in the beginning. Wow. I could reach my higher self for the first time. And so I started talking, communicating with my higher self. And that was the baby step that led to where I am now. And so I felt that if I didn't die, then I'm here for a reason. And I can recall driving home from the doctor's office, and my husband, who was of course very supportive and only wanted the best for me, but was told, your wife is mentally ill. There's nothing wrong with her. Right. She needs help.
So my husband, and him also believing in the medical community, and which the majority of people do. So we can't fault anybody, but it's that level of giving our power to people that are in a position to take it.
Right.
Right.
And I remember him saying, when we were driving home from the doctors, and the doctor said, there's nothing I can do for her. She needs help. Mm-hmm. And my husband saying, are you going to let this go? And I said, yeah, I'm going to let it go. But I knew that engine started in me. Mm-hmm. And I knew I will never allow somebody else to feel like this, because it's not fair. Mm-hmm. And so that gave me, I didn't love myself enough at that time, but I could love other people. Mm-hmm. So that gave me the road to alignment that I needed to be on. And then with that, of course, spirit gave me healer after healer after healer, and every piece to the puzzle that I needed to get to where I am now. Mm-hmm. I first had to be open to receive, though.
Yeah. Which was the reason that everything was shut down. Because sometimes we actually literally have to kind of break open to open up, because that's the only way we can do it.
Yeah. So I'm very grateful. You are one of the people that I was guided to. And so Sunny loved me unconditionally before I learned how to love myself. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of healing in that.
Yeah. Well, and I always talk about when I first met Brandy. You know, you guys know I like to share how I first met all these people. So when I first met Brandy, that's one of the very first things I remember saying is, I'm having some crazy shit happen and I don't even fucking believe in any of this, but there's things happening that just don't make any sense. And then we'd sit down and we did some VIP days. So like full on 6-hour days. And at the end she'd be like, I just can't get there. Like I can't, this does not make sense to my brain, but I know it's happening. And I'm like, yep, don't you worry. You're a teacher, girl. She'd be like, I'm not teaching anything. Just real quick, how many of you can see a little teacher energy in Brandy right here, right now? I'm just saying, like, that's what kept coming through is this is your learning, and you will be teaching and helping people. So ultimately, Brandy, you were diagnosed with Lyme's disease.
Yeah, I was diagnosed with Lyme disease, which comes with a whole row of co-infections, too many to count. And typically the co-infections, specifically mold toxicity and some of the other things that come along with that, are much more debilitating than the actual Lyme. Lyme is just, we can use to describe the state that your immune system is in. Mm-hmm. So.
And so when you finally were diagnosed and you got to someone that actually saw you as the being that you are and helped you to understand some of the manifestations of those things. And you got the help that you needed and the support that you needed and could be seen and heard. What started to happen?
Well, originally, so I was guided to a friend in this community. A friend of this community guided me to a naturopath. And I had never even heard of a naturopath. What do you mean a naturopath? My insurance covers this. I'm not going to pay cash, right? Yeah. And my girlfriend shared with me, well, it's kind of a little under the table place. You know, they only take cash. They don't do insurance. There's no computers. You can't bring your phone in. I'm like, what kind of wacky place is this? Right.
crazy people.
Right. I never would have been, I would have thought this is a scam before, but I had opened myself up to receive, and this was the guidance I got. And when I started down that road, he was the first person, and he listened to me and he believed me and he had answers. And he was actually the one that explained how Lyme disease works. And basically it's an antibody test. And so if the bacteria are hiding in the tissue, your body isn't aware of them and you can't test positive, which is it's a whole nother podcast. Mm-hmm. But because of that, then I was able to start treatment pretty rapidly. And treatment's no joke, and it's intense and it's expensive, and it's not fair that everybody doesn't have access to it. And the whole thing around this disease, and I should say most of these diseases that fall under the inflammatory umbrella, there's a lot of money going to pharmaceutical companies to keep the symptoms at bay and not treat the problem. Yeah. And
keeping the Band-Aids on.
Yeah. And so, you know, that there was a big paradigm shift for me. And I think a lot of America is going through that right now. You know, things were not what I thought they were. And that's a really scary, unsettling place to be. Yeah. But once you walk through that, you know, you're empowered, right? I have knowledge, I have information, I can make new choices. Mm-hmm. And so I spent about a year with that naturopath, really regaining my health. And at that time I kind of felt, and I was still working with you this whole time. And I kind of felt I was missing something. And so again, I got down on my knees and look, if I'm going to do this, I need help. Mm-hmm. And so at that point I really was growing more comfortable asking for angelic help and support, which is just crazy to talk about anyway. But it worked. And just like it always does, I was soon guided to the next piece. It's like following a trail of breadcrumbs. And I don't really like that because I'm pretty impatient and I like to see what's at the end. But if you stay on that trail, the answers do come. And so I was led to a wonderful man named Steve in a science group who is really helping educate people and who's a healer much like you, and doing everything for free for people. And that really resonated with me because I went from Western medicine, pharmacy, tests, insurance, that whole paradigm to people like you and my friend Steve and people who are giving and being of service and really asking for nothing in exchange because it's all heart-based. Mm-hmm. And I'm choosing this side. It feels a lot better over here.
A lot better, isn't it?
Yeah, it does. It feels a lot better.
So what you probably did too is you probably traded that Dr. Spock book for this book, right?
I did. Oh, look. Yes.
I bet. Let's see. This isn't planned, but see.
Yes.
You trade it for the disease and then the medication you can take for the disease. And instead, we open it up and we look at what the emotions are that are manifesting the body that are creating it instead of throwing that Band-Aid on it.
Yeah, we should look to see what Lyme is because I've looked it up a million times, but I can't recall. I think it's about control.
Probably. That sounds, let's see. Oversensitive, allowing others to influence your decisions, feeling weakened, low energy, threatened, too much focus on not being good enough, beating yourself up instead of learning from your mistakes, surrounded by critical people who are constantly judging you harshly, and low self-confidence.
Yeah. And, you know, and here's the thing I learned, you know, and I'm a parent now, I have two boys. And so I'm trying to be better, I know more. And my mother, you know, the relationship with mother and daughter is pretty strong. My mother loved me. I have no doubt about that. Where there was an alignment was that my mom didn't love herself. Mm-hmm. And that's so unfortunate. And I know it was contributed to her early transition. Mm-hmm. But because she didn't love herself, she never taught me how. Mm-hmm. So I had to learn from you. I had to take a new class. Mm-hmm. And so now we have the power. I can teach my sons. I can teach my friends. I can teach others, right? I mean, I can't think of a more valuable gift.
Absolutely. Well, and I think that when you can recognize that for yourself, that that was why you didn't have that, is because it simply was something that wasn't taught. What was taught was something different than that, was to be dependent, or to, you know, to be a people pleaser, or to, you know, make sure whatever the things are. And this is for all of you. Everybody has had experiences like that. It isn't that I want to hold this secret from you. It's I didn't know there was a secret. And so I can't teach what I don't know.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So where you are today, then, so let's come all the way full circle.
Okay. Yes, let's go forward.
Now, you don't call yourself an atheist anymore, I assume.
No, I don't. In fact, a couple of days ago, somebody asked me what I do. And, you know, I used to say, I was in law enforcement. I used to say PTSA mom or stay-at-home mom. And I recently started saying spiritual teacher. And I'm like, oh, my God, what the hell was that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. So that just slipped out, did it?
I know. It just slipped out. And I was like, I almost said a bad word in your name, but no.
Uh-huh. Yeah, we're used to that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now the shift, obviously you're not near death, because you look pretty like you got a lot of life force energy flowing through you.
I'm still waiting for my hair to grow. The hair is on its way. I've released control on that, so it's going to come when it's ready. But I mean, I'm growing and evolving and expanding every day. So I expect to be a lot better next year than I am today. But I'm really pleased with where I'm at.
And how do you feel about that connection? That it was only how many years? 6 years that your mom passed?
Yeah, it'll be 6 years in December.
6 years in December. Okay. So, mm-hmm. 6 years in December. So this is only really a 5-6 year journey that you've been on. And so going from that place of not knowing, right, not having the experience, to the place of as open as you are now, what do you feel like, if it, would there have been anything that anybody could have said back then to help you without all the things that happened? Was there anything that you can look back and go, gosh, if blah, blah, blah would have happened, then I would have been able to hear it. I would have been able to see it. Because I think people always think, oh, it could have been so different if I just would have blah, blah, blah. And I think, no, it just takes that many years. Sometimes it just takes that. Like you said, I'm a slow learner. But the reality of it is, it can only come in the time and space that we can allow it. Would you say there's something that could have been done? Or do you get that it all happened in the timing that was necessary for you where you are?
Yeah, I'm pretty hard-headed, pretty stubborn, and I had manifested lots of little things building up to this, mm-hmm. That never got my attention. Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. I think the universe gave me exactly, precisely, like I couldn't have hand scripted it better, mm-hmm. What I needed to wake up to the truth that was always there. Mm-hmm. That.
Well, and one of the things I think too, that's important, and for many of you that might be sitting in this space, is, you know, one of the things I remember when we did, and I see a lot of people. So it's interesting that I remembered this from when we very first met, because I see a lot of people in my career. But one of the things that I remember with you is although you didn't have any experience, I'm an atheist, but an atheist that's here in this angel room with you, asking you questions, you would come with questions. Do you remember?
I'm very curious.
You'd come with a notebook, like with questions for information, even though she didn't believe any of what I was saying, because she's like, nope, that I don't believe in any of this, but I want to know. So that you would have the information. So there was something inside of you during that entire time, that higher self, that spiritual connection that actually was laying a foundation for you. And I think that happens a lot for us. We might not understand or even know that it's happening when it's happening, but when we look back, we go, oh, okay. Because most people that are not a non-believer of anything, they don't usually come to see me. So when they do, it says there's something. There's something inside of there. That energy is there and I can see it, right? I can feel it. So I think that sometimes for those of you that are listening that may be even in a place where you're like, gosh, I just don't know. I'm not having the validation. I'm not getting the experiences. If you have that energy, if you have that openness, if you have that interest, it's there and it's just feeding it. And sometimes it's asking for that help, like Brandy said, to align yourself with the energy of the people that can be there to support you.
Oh, for sure. And you know, and now I'm part of fabulous Elevate community and your community. And I share and I tell people, I found home. It's I've always been a feeler. So I always felt that there was something more. And I share this with you and the team. And you know, that's where I feel at home. That's what it feels safe. And that's that community is instrumental in healing. I instrumental. I don't know, even if I had all the physical and even if I did the emotional and, you know, I've recently just working on the embodiment piece and there's all these little pieces to integrate. Mm-hmm. But without a community, and I mean, especially during this pandemic, is we're really feeling it now. Mm-hmm. It's vital for me anyway. It's vital to my well-being.
I think it's vital for most people. Community is critical. We are social beings and we're meant to have connection and support and community. And it's so critical. I mean, I've always said that's why I created a community, because I didn't have one. There wasn't one to go to, you know, 30 years ago and 36 years ago when I started this journey, there wasn't a community to go find. It just wasn't there. So by the time I started getting into it 20 years ago, I'm like, I'm just gonna have to attract my own. And so for those of you that are listening that aren't a part of a community, please, whether it's my community, whether it's Elevate Your Life, if you want a small closed circle community, whether it's being in just involved in whatever community that feels in alignment for you, but people need people. We need that.
Right.
All right, Brandy. So now you do all kinds of crazy stuff like channeling and meditation, and you have your cool little jewels and all kinds of stuff now. And I love it.
Yes, I do really like it. And, you know, I wanted to mention the idea of meditation was also very foreign to me in the beginning. But one thing that has really changed my life, and I would encourage anybody to like I did a guided meditation with you in a class once, and literally that was one time was all I needed. I needed a guide so I knew how it felt to get there. And then I was really able to, I think I remember texting you like, oh my God, this is so easy now. I do this all the time. To drop in almost effortlessly. I mean, it takes practice, of course. Sure. But if you can commit to some self-care, some daily self-care of, you know, even 10 minutes of meditation a day, that's where I first was able to connect and receive. Mm-hmm. Now it's much easier in my everyday life, but for a year or so, it was really only during meditation that I felt connected.
Right.
And that carried me over right until the next day.
Yes. Yes. It opens that channel until you get to a place where then you're connected all the time. Like it's just fun. All right. Let me ask you a couple off the cuff questions.
Okay.
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 What was your first job?
Well, that's fun. I was 14. I lied on my application because I wanted to work, and I worked at a place called Love That Yogurt.
Ooh.
And Sylvester Stallone's aunt or uncle owned it, and he came in once, and I thought that was the coolest thing.
Okay. That's cool.
This is like in the '80s, right? So
yeah, I like it. Okay. What is your best quality?
Oh gosh, Sunny.
Oh, come on, Brandy. You love yourself now. I know you've got a list of them.
Well, I'm still a human. my best quality, I think compassion. I think compassion would be my best quality. I think I'm able to hold space for others without judgment.
Yes, you are.
Well, thank you, Sunny. That was difficult.
Okay. What is your not so greatest quality?
Oh gosh. Well, these are easy. Probably.
I just asked for one. Actually.
Okay. Just one. Probably procrastination. I really do struggle, and you know, a little bit, I still have some executive function stuff going on, but, I may be using that as an excuse a little bit because I do find myself distracted quite often.
Okay. We can take that. All right. Okay. What is one thing that you have bought in the last year that you just absolutely love that you think everybody should have?
Oh, wow. This is a hard one. I don't know if I've bought any. What have I bought? Oh, well, I bought Louis. I bought Louis from you.
You did buy Louis.
So Louis was probably my, I would say Louis. So Louis is a carved elephant that Sunny got from, is it Kingman or Quartzsite?
Quartzsite
gym show. And yeah. I wish I had a picture, but he's a big carved elephant with a trunk up and he's so happy. He's a little baby elephant. And he really is. He reminds me of Sunny took a trip of people to Thailand a couple years ago, like 25 of us.
2 years ago, almost exactly.
Yeah, it was. That's right. And so I fell in love with the elephants, and that's the highlight of my life was those elephants. So they're a special reminder now.
Yeah, that was a highlight of my life too. We got to lead them.
I remember we put our heads up on their, Sunny called me over and asked me to put my forehead. Is that called something? I don't know if it's called something.
We were just doing, it is called, I just totally lost it. Anyway, it's an Aboriginal thing. And so you do third eye to third eye of the elephant. Woo!
And it literally started vibrating and purring almost like a cat. And I felt, and I've told Sunny, I felt like this energetic pull, like we were in this energy field together and it was vibrating. And I didn't want to move. I didn't want to breathe. I just wanted to take it all in. And then when the mama, remember they called her mama, the horse or the elephant, when the elephant was done, then it just released. It was just such an amazing experience.
Oh, I get goosebumps. I remember that. Oh my God, this is just the cool. It's like we were in our own little field of energy and it was freaking awesome.
Yummy. Yes.
We have some cool pictures of that for sure.
Yes, we do.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. If you had a billboard anywhere in the world, where would it be and what would it say?
This is kind of basic, but for me in the beginning, this really resonated with me and I held it close for a long time. And it's a quote from you. I am the light, not the lampshade covering the light. Mm-hmm. And so that was an easy piece for me to make sense of where I fit in this world.
Yeah. Yeah. That's awesome. That's awesome. Yeah. All right, Brandy. So, you got lots of people that have loved all of your sharing and all your messages. I know you guys might not believe this, but, Brandy will probably beat me up afterwards when she ever sees me again. How do you feel now? 'Cause she was not really excited beforehand.
I'm so glad this is almost over.
She's like, I just want to get this fucking over with now. What was I thinking?
Yes, that's exactly what I thought. You know, spirit guided me to, in fact, I got one request from you and I read it, a request to be on the podcast. And I read it and I completely ignored it. And I never ignore anything from you. I mean, ever. And I didn't realize it till a month later. And I was like, oh shit, I totally forgot to respond. I didn't even respond. And then I got a second request and I was like, oh, okay. I felt into it. And yes, this is what spirit wanted me to do, but man, is it hard. Mm-hmm. This is hard stuff. I don't know. kudos to you people who get on live and do this all the time, because it's uncomfortable, but it's great. Like now I'm feeling great.
Now she's almost done. So she's like, woo, done, check. So was it as bad as you thought though?
No, I knew it wouldn't be bad with you, Sunny. But, and plus I can't see comments or anything, so I just get to see you. So that's, you know, it's a very high vibe with just you.
Well, the comments are lovely. So you're going to have to go back and listen to them all, because they all are beautiful. And
I will.
Absolutely loved you. So what do you want to be your last message to everyone that's watching today, Brandy?
So, you know, I heard something recently from a friend of ours, Krista, who shared this, that a client, one of her clients shared this with her, and it really resonated with me. And in fact, I think you mentioned something on a previous off the cuff. And the message I would leave is, I chose the light. It did not choose me. So I think for a long time I was waiting, and I needed to take action to be the light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And now we can all be lighthouses, my friends.
Indeed.
You have become a beautiful one, my dear.
Thank you. And if anybody wants to connect with me, they can reach me on Facebook or on social media, and I'm happy to answer any questions.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're struggling, if any of you, resonated with the story, or you're struggling with some of that, the medical community kind of stuff, of course it does absolutely serves a purpose. We're not here to say it doesn't, but we're here to say, be an advocate for yourself. Absolutely. And always listen to your spirit.
Yes.
Yeah. Thank you, my friend.
Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Brandy, you can find Brandy on Facebook or Instagram if you want to connect with her. Eventually, she'll have a website. It's just not done yet. But thank you, my friend. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Mwah! Thank you so much for listening to Off the Cuff with SDJ. If you gained some knowledge, if you felt a connection, if you got some ahas or insight into this thing we call life, if you feel like you're a little more elevated than you were before you listened to this podcast, then please subscribe to this podcast. And if you're already signed up, please rate and review it. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you want to get more information about me and what I have to offer, go to my website, sunnydonjohnston.com. Thanks so much, my friend, and I hope to see you next week.